Ryan and Biden become the most talked about in the presidential race. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America tonight. Yes, it's true. For different reasons, both Joe Biden and Paul Ryan have stolen, in a sense, the spotlight. We're going to get to that in a second. The other thing is, thousands of people have lined up for the right to work legally in the United States. It's an interesting fair or foul, because ultimately, will it cost the U.S. more money? Will it cost us jobs? We're kind of short on jobs right now, but now there are more people being thrown into the cog to try to get those jobs. And the press is on to figure out Medicare. Romney's campaign trying to get in front of it, and Obama trying to divide people on Medicare. This is partly where the election will be won, and it also is connected to health care, so it makes sense on both sides of it. Let's talk about the number twos first, then I'm going to tell you about a terrible thing that happened in Washington, D.C. Paul Ryan is the guy that made history, or made some noise, got notoriety, when he talked about budgets and what had to be done to balance our budget. Some people embraced it, conservatives embraced it, others laughed him off the national stage. Joe Biden, on the other hand, has been through many budget wars, but when he's out stumping, the biggest problem he's having is budgeting his time correctly so he's not stepping all over himself, as for the second straight day in a row, he has squarely put himself in the middle of it for some comment that he made. So I think if I'm Barack Obama, I say, Joe, man, I really love you. Buddy, I love that you're helping, but you need to have a teleprompter with you at all times. Even the most impromptu speech that you're making, somehow you're putting your foot in your mouth big time, which he did the last couple of days. He gets the state wrong. He talks about chains, the last Confederate stomp, tries to make a wild comparison to the Speaker of the House. And then talks about the 20th century, coming into the 20th century instead of the 21st century. So it's interesting that both number twos are grabbing the spotlight. How long does that last? I bet another week or two at the max, at the max. I mean, more significant missteps, and he'll disappear. Joe Biden will just disappear, poof, overnight. Because every time he criticizes Romney's plans to eliminate Wall Street regulations, he gets tongue-tied. That's when you have to sit down, Joe. That's when you have to sit down. In the meantime, Paul Ryan, whose people are desperately, frantically watching the polls to see where he ends up. Paul Ryan, on the other hand, was booed, and there was chants about keep your hands off our Medicare, all that kind of stuff, in Sparks, Nevada. So not a great welcome there for Paul Ryan. He plays a key role in this White House race. Besides raising the serious money that you need to win, You need the buddy system to cover every single place that they have to cover. In order to get it done, that's what it takes. I mean, it takes a blanket approach. But you have to get some of the basic facts right. A little slip here and there, just a crazy faux pas, but too much more, and people are going to think something's wrong with them. And that's why he's forgetting everything. And then he's disastrous for Obama. Just absolutely disastrous. So here's the question. When you're the number two, you're supposed to push, push, push the boss. Isn't that the name of the game? The boss, the boss, the boss. I'm not running. He's running. I'm just helping him get elected. So far, it hasn't worked. At this point, it hasn't worked. And both Biden, with his foot and mouth disease, and Ryan, with his rabid tight budget, are going to play instrumental roles in the White House race. Raising that money that's so crucial, that's so tough. Foreign policy, budgeting, everything you can possibly think of. It's the job of the number two. It's a dirty job. But oh my, someone has to do it. Obama, on the other hand, is out there cutting his own slice of the world. He talked about compromise not being such a shameful thing. What's wrong with the Republicans? They want to roll back time.
You've got the other side, which has decided that compromise is a dirty word and thinks the only way to move forward is to go backwards to the same top-down economics that got us into this mess in the first place. I've come here to ask you to stand with me, just like you stood with me in 2008, to finish what we started.
Will the president get that chance to finish what he started? What's your gut tell you? Do you have a feeling that this is it for Obama, or do you think he's in? The nation couldn't be more polarized. I think even much more than last time in 2008. He was the hope and change guy, and that got him elected. This time it's a little bit different. Is Obama going to make that next four-year run, or does he get stopped by Romney and Ryan? The next couple of months are so crucial. I'm not even describing what these two sides are going to have to go through. It's a grind. Because if you're going to win those states and have any shot whatsoever, he's got to be all over home states. You got to win the home state. Remember this from Gore. And you have to be all over the important swing states because of the big role that they will play in this election. And I think some people are going to be surprised. I do think it's going to be tight. Flip a coin. I mean, really, flip a coin. That's how tight it's going to be. That's just how tight. So all four are out campaigning for now. Who ultimately wins? That's the key question. Who flat out is the better? Who flat out would make the better, rather, president? The businessman or the lawyer? And it's really flipping back and forth with this audience. As many calls as we get, as many emails as we get, it is back and forth. Hey, I want to throw in your two cents. Please do. Open those eyes. I know you are listening. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 14, 2012. Gold open this morning at $16,1230. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5271, $826.35 for a half ounce, or $413.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5271, $826.35, and $413.18.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How about it, America? As you're listening to me, Kate Delaney, yammering on and on about the problems we have across this great country, somebody is putting their head on the pillow feeling really good. They got a secret. Oh, and they have the kind of secret people would love to know. Family, friends, neighbors. They won the Powerball. They are $320 million richer. Actually, a little bit more than that because the jackpot went up a little bit. And they own the ticket. They're not splitting it with 50 of their best friends at work. They have their own ticket. What a feeling that would be. Let me help you. Let me assist you just in case you haven't heard the number. 6, 27, 46, 51, 56, and 21 is the Powerball. The old lottery commercials used to say, somebody's got to win. So somebody might be listening to this show and they know they have the winning ticket. Can you imagine? Here's my ticket. I bought it just down the street. I ponied up $1. That's it. People bought hundreds of tickets. I bought one. Here's my lucky numbers. Kind of like those kids that got the golden ticket and went to Willy Wonka's Palace, the chocolate factory. Think about the odds of winning Powerball. While you ponder that, I'm running to the mailbag. Let's open some mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! Homer. Indeed. We have plenty of mail. This one from Curly, who says, Kate Delaney, Joe Biden is an absolute liability to the Democratic Party. I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I cannot believe the stupid, dopey things this guy is saying. In fact, it scares me. Maybe something is wrong with him. Maybe he has ADD. Maybe it's early onset dementia, something. What will he say next? He is a major distraction. If it continues, he needs to be replaced. And I can't wait till you're walking naked to New Jersey. So people who just tuned in, I said, listen, all these crazy, stupid rumors about Hillary Clinton and the fact that she's going to replace Biden, I said, are just that, stupid rumors. and there was no way to know how Clinton goes on that ticket. But I was willing to say I was so sure I would walk naked to New Jersey if she were the Republican VP. Not happening. I don't think so. Jeff says, hello, America, tonight. Been listening for a while now. Really enjoy your offerings. It'd be so easy to take a swipe at Joe Biden. But here's the ultimate thing about Biden, Kate. Who cares? Nobody cares about Joe Biden. He's fluffing stuff. That's the bottom line. So if he trips on himself when he's in one state and calls out another, oh well. I think the Democrats can weather it and weather Joe Biden if he decides to stick around. Well, yeah, there's this deal with the presidency, the vice presidency. He could resign. Absolutely. Here's one from Horace Mann who says, Delaney, digging the offerings of America tonight. But did you see Michael J. Fox returning to a television series? Hasn't he carried Parkinson's for a long time? Yes, he was diagnosed, in fact, I was looking this up the other day, in 91. He left the successful sitcom he was involved with called Spin City in 2000. And he was researching, finding a cure, for the disease. And we know how that goes. But I love this guy. I mean, he has nine lives anyway. So Michael J. Fox is planning to return to The Tube. This is a decade after he left to concentrate on fighting Parkinson's disease. So Family Ties in the 80s really put him on the map. Then Spin City. Now what's next? I bet you it could be a decent, with the right writers, it could be a decent series. For sure. But the fact that he's cleaned himself up, how huge is that? Huge, huge, huge moment. Stuart says, hi, Ms. Delaney. Hello, America Tonight listeners. I've been listening to you for a while now. I've been pulling you off of the satellite in New Mexico. It's exciting stuff. You're talking about Mars. You're talking about the Curiosity. You're talking about the economy. It makes it much more entertaining. Much more entertaining. Don't know if you saw this or not, but this was the purpose of writing you the email. Another huge Olympics week. More huge ratings for NBC. In the end, Kate, who do you think comes out the winner? Such a good question. We always want winners and losers, even if we're on the losing end of it. I think this has been set up not to have a winner. It kind of makes sense to me. Let's just play for the tie. Play for the tie. So they're not playing for the tie here, but out of New York, I'm going to pepper this in here. NBC continued to score big ratings. The Nielsen Company says NBC won every night last week by a wide margin. An average of one quarter of all TVs being watched in primetime were tuned to NBC. NBC. Sunday, the Olympics finished with the closing ceremonies, the week's most watched show, 31 million people. Whew. 31 million people. Here's one from Skeeter. I had to think about that for a second. Skeeter says, Kate, have you been reading The Tone these days in the paper? The tone to me is rather scary. I hope people draw their own conclusions. It's fine for others to protest and talk about what's really happening, but I hope that ultimately they decide for themselves. Well, of course, that's everyone's hope. That they're playing, I'll say, as much by the rules as they can. How's that? as much as they can. Here on the show, and coming up on the show, we strive to try to bring you some of the biggest names you recognize, and then others who are significant for something they're contributing to. Next week is no exception. It should be a lot of fun. This week was certainly a lot of fun, and we are wide open for venting. Have a boss you want to strangle, but you know you're going to restrain yourself? Have a boss who eats things that aren't his in the break room? Ooh, that'd be nasty. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We have time to squeeze in one more. One more. And what a huge moment this would be. The Olympic silver medalist and former college football player Jeff Demps is signing a contract to play in the U.S. Now I look with it a little more jaundice, if you will. And the reason why is because of the fact that he can't get up immediately, but at the crack of dawn, that is exactly what Obama will be doing. And then it's a question of handshaking, talking to, that kind of thing, because really, they need to memorize some of this. When the State of the Union address rolls around, no matter what the situation, it won't be quite as glum or... Maybe there's a better word for that. I know I'm going to find it. I need those Scrabble people to help me with their special dictionary so I can sound it out first, and I know there's a word for it somewhere. For sure, somewhere that word is floating around. And this was the big thing we talked about in a previous show, the fact that the F-bomb, if you say to someone, oh, I F-bomb so-and-so guy, that's now a word in the dictionary. Can you believe it? F-bomb in the dictionary. Oh, 10 years from now, who knows what that's going to look like. Meet you on the B side. Do we have a deal?
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is three times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tonight we're going to fact check Ryan and Medicare, what he has to say about Medicare, Medicaid, the budget, the whole thing. We're going to look at the numbers and how much the numbers are manipulated or they're not manipulated. But we're going to go through it with an expert. Cannot wait for that. Quick reminder for everybody who has sent me emails. That would be Al, and that would be Jake, actually, that asked me about this, about Extendivite. I've talked about Extendivite now for 5 months. It's been exactly 5 months, I think. And I started taking it. Now, very scary to me, these people that are having heart attacks and problems where they don't wake up even. I mean, I guess if you're going to go, that's the way to go, theoretically, not waking up, but not having a heart attack. Too many people I know, not even 40 years old, with their chest cracked open and the things that you have to go through when you've got something that happens to your heart and the fear that happens. So go to heartdrop.com. My couch.
Spend your life with Extendivite.
On cue, the best. And that's it. You hear that familiar theme. It's so true because Don Wiskin is the best. He lost everyone in his family to heart disease, heart problems, and he, too, had the same thing happen and knew, listen, I'm a roofer, I can't do this. So what is it that we have to do to not go down that path? And it's natural herbs, things that were used forever and a day, and people got away with it, got away from it because of Big Pharma, I think, and treating what happened afterwards instead of trying to prevent it from happening. So go to heartdrop.com. My numbers were unbelievably reduced, and it's just too frightening to me. Ron Palillo, the guy who played Horshack, just died. Yeah, just died in his sleep, and it had no history of that, whatever. Was it stress? And that's what, you know, it's a, trying to figure that out. How do you have your heart explode, basically, when you're sleeping? And there's too much of that kind of stuff is happening to people. And I've known too many people in my life, like I said, that weren't even 40 years old, including my own grandfather. Never met him. His heart went when he was 37. And I only hear stories, so I think I would have liked to, I know I would have liked to meet him, but he didn't make it that far. And I don't want to be one of those statistics, and some of you, like I just mentioned, writing me notes asking me, where do I go? Go to heartdrop.com. I probably don't say it enough. Heartdrop.com. Boom. That's the website. They'll hook you up. It's good stuff. It's cheap, affordable, totally. And you'll see a world of difference. I really, really believe in this product. I do. So moving along. Let's talk about the nut in D.C. for a second. If you just tuned in, you're like, wow, she's not even talking about D.C. She's always talking about D.C. So picture this. You're in Washington. You're at your desk. You understand there's some kind of commotion going on in the lobby. You know how things just spread. What's going on in the lobby? Someone has a gun. My gosh, there's shots. You're kidding. There's shots? Yeah, and that's what happened. A non-profit Family Research Council, they're anti-abortion and anti-gay marriage. They've been around for a while. They've sent out press releases, that kind of stuff. Some people pay attention to it, some people probably don't. But one guy was paying attention enough to know he didn't like what he was hearing, so he decided to take a gun and take matters into his own hands. Luckily, a security guard was able to get to him because he seemed as though he were an intern, so he belonged, but he didn't really belong. And just in the nick of time, the guard who he shot when he said a bunch of things like, I don't agree with what's going on here, when he said a bunch of things, had the gun turned around, hit the guard in the arm. The guard grabbed him, was able to go close enough to him to stop him from whatever kind of damage he would have done. 28 years old. You get your whole world in front of you. What are you thinking? 28 years old. And this man, identified as Floyd Lee Corkins II, walks into the federal, the FRC, and decides, I'm gonna open fire. I don't like these guys. I'm gonna open fire. And does just that. Now, upon a little examination, he worked with the DC Center for the LGBT community. He was a volunteer there, and by all accounts, everybody loved him. But something changed, something snapped, something made him decide that he had had enough. So are we going to have to all start to look for these warning signs of violence? How do we know? This council is a Christian group that pushes family and anti-abortion issues and religious liberties. They're an opponent of same-sex marriage. And they recently backed the Chick-fil-A thing. The president, Dan Cathy, so that must set him off too as well. Who knows the specifics, and maybe we'll get to find those out. But right now, we don't know. Right now, we don't know what specifically set him off in this direction. All right, something I think that all of you can relate to, or at least some of you can relate to anyway, West Nile virus. You've heard it. And you probably just kind of glossed over it. Ah, I never get bit by mosquitoes. Well, in our satellite facility, we've learned the Dallas mayor, Mike Rawlings, declared on Wednesday that the city is facing an emergency. The West Nile virus is spreading. It killed at least 14 people in Texas, 26 nationwide. 14 people. That is rough. From a mosquito bite. And what happens is all kinds of different symptoms depending on the person, if they've ever been bitten before. And once they are bitten, what does that mean? Where do they go? I mean, this is a West Nile emergency in Dallas. Seems innocent enough. You've been bitten by mosquitoes. You slap them. You hope you got them, right? Now it's not so innocent. You cannot go outside without spray on, especially dawn and dusk. 42 states have reported infections in people, birds, or mosquitoes. 90 or 80% really of them have been in Texas, Mississippi, Oklahoma. Think of how dry the weather was. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. Whew. Mosquitoes and West Nile. Less than 1% develop a neurological illness like encephalitis or meningitis. Boy, would you love those odds? Geez, I'm sorry you have West Nile virus. Your color seems a little good. Let's hope you don't just fall into the categories of one of these other people I mentioned. And you're just clawing, trying desperately to survive. Speaking of clawing and trying desperately to thrive, Gabby Douglas was probably one of my favorite stories of the Olympics. Why 16-year-old kid leaves home, has the ability, the sister really pushes her, not the mother, and wants to quit. It's a pain. She doesn't want to do it anymore. She perseveres, and she wins all-around gold, individual and then team. Could you have asked for a better situation now for Gabby? It's all about fun and games. She talks about hanging out in a much different arena than inside a gym with gym apparatus all around her. Take a listen.
I want to go head down to the beach and see what it's like, see what I've been missing, and mainly just chilling and relaxing with my family and friends.
She's gotten better because all of a sudden now she's thrust into the spotlight and she's got to speak up. And people want to hear from her. That's the main thing. They want to hear her for sure. Let's go to John in Kentucky. Hey, John.
How are you, Kate?
Good. Please don't tell me you have West Nile.
No, I don't, but I've heard about how it's all over the place now. We've had it here in Kentucky for a long time. We have to vaccinate all of our thoroughbreds to prevent them from getting it. If they've got a vaccine for thoroughbreds, it seems like there's one for humans, but the only thing I've ever heard of anybody getting around here is Lyme disease through the ticks, the deer ticks.
Oh, and that's bad, too.
Almost all thoroughbreds are inoculated for it because it's common among the horses.
I didn't realize that. I've heard people talk about it, but I didn't realize they all were inoculated automatically. It makes sense because if they're like Petri dishes, that's not good, yeah.
Yeah. But, see, I know they've got it for horses, but I didn't think it was that common among people, and I wonder if there is a vaccine for people. With it. Surely, if they got it for horses, they would have vaccines for humans for it.
Well, here's what the CDC says. They don't. I thought they didn't have one. That was the problem that they're trying to figure out. I mean, they've got 4 people dead. They've had how many cases since 2004? They've had, John, 241 cases of the disease reported nationwide. 14 people dead in Texas, 26 across the nation. Though there's no vaccine for this. I mean, that's the scary thing, honestly. Infected mosquitoes. Hang with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
This hour of America tonight. You can always throw in your two cents, just like John in Kentucky and the rest of the crew. How about you listening to us out there in New York? Mark came back the other day. We were worried about you, Mark. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Is it possible still to achieve the American dream? I'm thinking back to 1896. You know why? Because that's when George Carmack discovered Klondike gold. How did he do that? He stumbled across it when he was salmon fishing along the Klondike River. Talk about bumping into some luck. Truly, that is the definition of bumping into some luck. It wasn't about luck here, but it was absolutely about great timing. Timing of the throw, that is. Maybe because I covered professional baseball for a long time. For those of you who don't know, that I did do that. I've always had a heavy news and talk background, but I also had sports talk. So I even wrote a book called Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. And no BS, I would love to see this feat in person. This is the Daily Sleuth. The Seattle Mariners ace, Felix Hernandez, on Wednesday afternoon, pitched the 23rd perfect game in Major League history. Did you hear what I said? Keyword, 23rd. Not easy to do. Hernandez, the 2010 American League Cy Young Award winner, retired all 27 Tampa Bay batters in order. The Mariners beat the Rays 1-0 at Safeco Field. He struck out 12 of those batters, including the last one, third baseman Sean Rodriguez. Huge. So, third no-hitter, second perfect game at Safeco this season. They're having a lot of good luck and great pitching. You'd have to say, great pitching. Because the perfect game, that there is something exciting about seeing the perfect game. There used to be a commercial, some of you might remember this, who watched ESPN, where it said, chicks dig the long ball. Remember, and those spots were funny? I did dig the long ball, but this kind of history I would love to see, too. So, you know, no hit, perfect game. That's big, 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 big news. We talked about the D.C. shooter, which is certain to open up more questions about gun control versus gun rights, blah, 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 blah. And we can shelve that discussion for now because we know it's going to be shelved in D.C. Everybody's away. So you be the judge. If they're all away, nobody's discussing the possibility of coming up with a bill that could become law when there isn't anyone there to push it, stuff it, whatever, through. So that's the, I guess that's the good news. That's the good news. You know, we do the cheap movie reviews on Friday, and Jeremy Renner is a red hot star, smoking hot, so on fire right now. Everybody wants him to star in his movies. The franchise put in his hands sold about 40.3 million in tickets at North American movie theaters over the weekend. Huge. Huge that somebody comes in, a backup in a sense, to Matt Damon and does that well. That's why they knew it. That's why he is bankable. Worth noting, you heard Gabby Douglas a few minutes ago. Here she is, 16, with two gold medals. And coming away from gymnastics, which is different from individual sports, you can have people excited for other people, but there's something about being the top dog. And she went from underdog to the top guy within days. I mean, within days of stumbling on some of the apparatus and then completely phasing everybody and turning it around in her favor. Boy, people were fumbling and stumbling and getting hurt like nobody's business. I'd love to see the statistics on this, but in the past year. All right, I'm digressing from some of the main key things I wanted to mention. First of all, West Nile. Don't know how many of you have had West Nile, but I understand it is brutal. Brutal. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to go through that. It's all from the bite of a mosquito. No stagnant water. We're talking about 47 states. That means everybody's having that possibility, that possible problem with the mosquitoes. Whew. That's where you just wish you could just tent. You know, throw a tent over the house. Oh, I know, I feel that way. I got to give you some news. This is breaking news. This is why it is awesome that America Tonight is live for all of you listening to us in Connecticut, in New York, in Illinois, in Mississippi. Check this out. The lottery shot up to $337 million. And winner, winner, chicken dinner, the winning ticket was sold in Michigan. So that person has not come forward, but they have the ticket. in their possession. They won $337 million in the lottery. They'll have to, I'm sure they've got the cash option, and they'll have to divvy it up from there, unless there's more than one ticket, one group. But probably not. $337 million Powerball. Ooh. So somebody in Michigan is definitely a lot happier in the last 2 days. That'll take pressure off you. If you have the credit card companies hounding you, pick up the phone. Yeah, what do you want? Got to pay your bill. Ugh, I'm going to pay it all off. Give me 5 days, and I'll have the do-re-mi to do that. Mm. Amazing. We're seeing that as a result of all the discussions on what does and doesn't give you cancer, that suddenly is very in vogue again to talk about whether or not you have this fatal disease. We're always analyzing what it is that, you know, what it is that we're doing and whether or not it's healthy for us. What do you do every single morning? What is a routine for you? Are you a coffee drinker? I'm a coffee drinker no matter what time I get up. I'm a coffee drinker. But they're saying, you know, this is a kind of beverage that gets you going in the morning. Once you have that, that's it. Starbucks is counting on it for sure. Otherwise, they are so in the wrong business, aren't they? I think so. And with coffee, it's such a mixed bag as to whether or not it's safe. Is it safe or not? So China, a nation of tea drinkers, is learning to love a good cup of Joe. And I don't know at this point, for all of you coffee fans, like I'm a coffee fan, this option seems kind of viable, unless I'm reading it wrong. I think it's definitely viable. Mm. Remember, in the next couple of weeks, you want to gear up for the NFL. I do not want to forget to tell all of you that so graciously give of your time writing these awesome emails and calling us sometimes, too, as well, that we have nailed the score. Give you a couple of practice runs, then when we hit the real thing, we hit the ground running. And we are back for more football than you can shake a stick at. All angles, lots of interviews. Should be a lot of fun. And that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Nail the score. So once you nail the score, you keep doing it enough times, who knows where it goes from there. Mm. Any thoughts on what we're talking about here on America Tonight? Some nights we're all over the map for a good reason because a lot is happening. Other nights we're wondering who bought that ticket in Michigan? Who has the winning numbers, the Powerball winning numbers? $337 million. Ooh, I could think of a few uses for that. How about you?
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.